Hey friends, this is Life After College, and I'm Coach Brigana. I'm here to inspire you to level up, empowering you to rise to new heights on your journey as you create the success you've always dreamed of. Let's dive in. Welcome back to Life After College. I'm Coach Brianna, and today we will dive into the power of owning your morning and how it can be a key to having a productive and successful day. I'm so excited for this episode because creating a morning routine has been such a game changer for me. Additionally, today we have a very special guest, Miss Miranda Cuellar. So a little bit about Miranda. She is a proud New Yorker who moved her whole life overseas to Colombia 2 years ago to create and live her dream life. As a virtual assistant, she is the secret weapon to save her clients' time and money in their business. Her passion is to serve and support business owners to succeed in their goals, ideas, and visions. She is the queen of getting things done and off your plate. Prior to becoming a virtual assistant, Miranda worked 12 to 16 hours a day for over 7 years in the demanding entertainment industry, from behind the curtain on Broadway shows to behind the scenes on TV and film sets to live events, dance productions. She has managed and assisted in some of the largest and most famous productions in the world, which have given her a unique perspective and set of skills that have translated seamlessly into being a virtual assistant. Miranda's mission with each client is to show them that they can have a sustainable work-life balance without feeling burnt out, overwhelmed, or exhausted. She brings excitement, organization, and support to her clients when they win big each month. So welcome to the podcast, Miranda.
Hi, I am so excited to be here. Thank you for having me.
I am so excited as well. Now, backstory on Miranda and I, we met for the first time ever in life, just this past January. We were both at the Align Breakthrough Conference. I don't know what's going on with my words today. the Align Conference. And we met through a mutual friend, Paige Killian. I was on her podcast back in December. And Paige is just a ball of fun. And she's always that person that wants like everyone to know everyone. She's a great connector. And so met Miranda. We actually didn't get a chance to talk that much at the conference, but we stayed connected and here we are. So welcome, Miranda.
Thank you. And you're right. Paige is the best. She is a connector. And I believe that they're like little angels in our lives who just help us along the way. And I'm so grateful that she connected us. And I love that, like you said, we didn't necessarily speak a lot in person, but it was afterwards where we were messaging each other and we started sharing, you know, a bit about ourselves that we kind of like, oh, we like morning routines. Wait, let's talk about this. This is fun.
Yes, for sure. And you know, as I said in the intro, having a morning routine for me has been a game changer. And I'd like to hear from you what prompted you to start owning your morning, or has this been a practice you've had for, you know, majority of your life?
Definitely not majority of my life. I am proudly Latina. So I grew up in a Latina household where, let's just say, it's chaos from the moment you open your eyes to the moment you go to bed. And that was just my normal. And I thought that's what everyone else did until maybe when I was in college. So like early 20s, I was like, this doesn't feel right anymore. And I started, you know, focusing on my career, slowly turning, you know, creating a business and then seeing and meeting these successful people. And a big question came to mind of what are they doing to help them be successful? And something in me told me, I don't think it's having a crazy morning. So I started researching, watching YouTube videos, asking the people I respected and looked up to questions like, hey, what do you do in the morning to set up your day for success? And that's simply where that little seed was planted.
And so what's your routine? What does that look like? Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to break it down step by step. So the very first thing that I do is I take out my puppy, Gracie. And as it's in my bio, I live in Colombia. And there's a lot of cultural differences, especially coming from New York. So in the morning, let's say 7 a.m., I'm still in my pajamas, y'all. I go out. And everyone here is completely dressed and ready with makeup, hair done. And I'm like, wow, I really stand out. They must totally be judging me. Yeah, it's quite the picture. It's me, PJs, crazy hair, no makeup, just like half asleep. That's me. I come back and I take a moment, whether it's out my balcony or my window. And I just appreciate the mountains. Here in Colombia, there's mountains everywhere. Green, there's nature, it's beautiful. And I just take a moment to appreciate that. Because being here is an answered prayer, a gift. So I'm just thanking God for another day of life. Then I go into my room, and that's when I turn on my diffuser. I put on my essential oils. I like to have a very calm and peaceful start to my day. And then I open up my devotional book. And from that, I write in my prayer journal, whatever comes, you know, from the heart that day. And then I open up my morning intentions journal. And after that, I have some breakfast. Well, as I'm making it, I listen to a podcast every day. Always a must. And after that is when I head to the gym. That's my morning routine.
Oh, I love it. And so how did you transition into that routine? Did you take on one new practice at a time? Or did you maybe sit down and say, I want to do all these things? Share with us what that journey's been like.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely evolved the last few years. I mean, from college days to now. Very recently, I added in, let's say, the diffuser, the essential oils. A year ago, I added in the devotional, the prayer journal, because funny enough, when I went to Align last year, I met a friend named Angela and Brenda. Oh my God, both of them. And they are very Catholic loving women. And I was just so attracted to that because in that time, I wanted to add, you know, to focus more on my spirituality. So I asked them, hey, what do you do in the morning when it comes to your prayer life? And they taught me that. And a year later, I'm still doing it. So no, I did not add everything that I have today all of a sudden. I mean, it would be much harder that way. So with anyone starting out, try one, two things, see how it goes, and then slowly start adding in another one, two things.
So what was the first thing that you, like, what was the first thing you started with?
That's a great question. I'm trying to think back to my college days. I think it was something as simple as taking my supplements, because that's when I really started focusing on my health, which I hadn't before. So taking my supplements and then listening to music. Yeah.
Ooh, I like that. Yeah, I used to do that as I was getting ready. I would listen to music, and that was more so, probably in college. Maybe in high, no, not in high school. I was like, oh, rolling out of bed. Well, I gotta wake up. But yeah, college, I think definitely more music. I think it's so fantastic that you started this in college. I know I'm thinking back to when I was in college. I'm not a morning person. So to even think of having a morning routine in my mind, that means I have to, or not have to. Well, back then it was like, oh, I have to wake up earlier. And that means I can't sleep in and I'm so tired. So to think of having a morning routine like that then just felt so heavy. However, I think it's fantastic that you recognized it then in college. I think college is such a pivotal time to start new practices and establishing healthy habits, because really they just carry on with you for the rest of your life, life after college. Haha, look what I did there. But I think it's so great that you established that. And so how did those changes, establishing a morning routine, how did that then impact your day?
Mm-hmm. Well, it impacts my day in the way that I just feel so much better. Because before having a morning routine, I just felt so off the beam, so anxious, stressed. I would wake up and I was already go, 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 go. Like, what would I have to do? Ah. And eventually I got tired of that, or it just felt so unnatural to me and my body. Like, this can't be my life, you know? And then when I had my morning routine, I just feel more aligned. I'm more in my values. I am able to connect with myself more. I'm able to pour out more into others. And that to me is very important.
Yeah, my next question was going to be along those lines of how does owning your morning support the work that you do as a virtual assistant? Because you're really pouring into somebody else.
Yes. So that is why it's so essential for me to always have this and not skip it. I know sometimes it can be so easy to just say, oh, I don't feel like it today. No, because it does affect the way that your day goes, your week goes, your month goes. And with my clients, I absolutely pour into them all day long from 8 in the morning till 5 p.m., whether it's having a Zoom call, whether it's doing work for them. So I always want to give 100% of me. I always want to be able to be there fully present. Like, imagine if I didn't have a good night's sleep. I would be falling asleep during meetings or just cranky and tired, and they don't deserve that. So for me, it's very important to prioritize myself, connect with me first thing in the morning before connecting with others.
Yeah, no, I love that. I think our culture too is very much like go, 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 go. And I know a lot now people talk about like self-care. Sometimes I feel when people say self-care, they're like, oh, you know, get a massage or take some time out, like maybe get your nails done. And it just seems so sparse, right? It's like there's maybe like once a month then you get a massage, which is nice. I'm not knocking that at all. Mm-hmm. However, how do we pour into ourselves and continue the self-care on a daily basis?
That's a great question. I would say keep it simple. Because a lot of people, I would include myself, we like to complicate things, right? For no reason. And it doesn't have to be.
Yes.
Like, first of all, I think it should be fun. Like, what do I like? Everyone's routine is going to be different. Everyone's self-care is going to be different. So it's exciting to find that out. And again, you don't have to start right away with 10 things. No, start with 1, 2. Oh, this doesn't feel right. Okay, great. Let's try another 2. That's it.
Yeah, no, that's so true. For me, in my morning routine, it's pretty interesting. I just started embracing the thought that I get to own my morning, because in my mind, so rewind back, I have a full-time job. So I log in at a particular time, and it's not as flexible as if maybe if I was a business owner and my day was consumed with my business, I could create my own schedule. And so in my mind, I thought, well, when I become a full-time entrepreneur, I can own my morning. That's what I told myself. And then one day I was like, wait a minute, I get to own my morning every single day. I get to shape it.
Heck yeah.
I get to shape it the way I want it to look. And it may not, honestly, every morning, it doesn't always look the same. It's really my mindset. Because before I would also get up like, oh, I gotta log into work. And that's so heavy. Or it would be this like, oh, I gotta hurry up and log into work. It was like this frantic frenzy, mm-hmm. like you were talking about. And then it really sets you up in this like, I'm behind. I have to catch up. And it wasn't this joyful, peaceful, like calmness that I really, when I said I wanted to own my morning, that's really what I wanted. And thinking about, for me, I was like, well, how do I want to feel? Like, we don't even mm-hmm. ask ourselves that question sometimes. It's like, how do I want to feel? And what am I going to do that can support that? And that's where I started.
No, I love everything you just said because it's so true. And there is not really, I mean, if your parents taught you this, wow, I'm so jealous. But there's really no one who teaches you or, you know, no class. So you kind of pick it up from the people, I guess, you surround yourself with. And I guess we are so lucky to be so into personal development that we are surrounded by people who are doing those things and inspire us to be better, to do better. So I actually have a question for you hearing you say that. When did you start your morning routine? Like, when was the first time in your life where you had a habit or two in the morning?
So for the longest time, I kept saying, I'm going to wake up early and I'm going to go work out. And like I said before, I am not a morning person. So I would say probably for the last half of last year, I'm like, I'm going to get up early. I'm going to be a 5 a.m.er. Yeah, that wasn't it. And then I took some time to really decompress at the end of the year. And honestly, after Align just, man, game changer. Shout out to anyone listening. If you have not heard of the Align Conference and you want to seriously level mm-hmm. up, you want something that's going to like shake you up and out of your seat, look it up. Align Conference 2025. Yeah. I believe it's in Arizona. Be there. Be in the room because it's life-changing. It's life-changing being there. Like in absorbing everything, it's oh man, it's so good. However, it really does take you to do the work.
Oh yeah.
And to put into practice the things you've heard and learned. And so one of the things I decided to put into practice from that conference was, how do I pour into me? What does joy look like for me? Because Leah Valencia Keat, like her whole thing about joy, I'm like, I am joy. How do I embrace joy? What does that look like? What is that like? What does joy feel like? What do I want it to be? How do I carry that throughout my day? Another thing I thought about is my mentor, my coach, Coach Kelly Mobeck. She had always talked about, who do you be in the morning? When you're thinking about your day and the things that you have to do, who do you get to be? You know, if I have a meeting that morning, I get to be a leadership. I get to be accountable. I get to be on time. I get to be organized, right? I get to be confident. I get to be authentic. So who do I get to be for the day? And so that was one practice I started, and I started that for quite some time. It's like, okay,
yeah,
who do I get to be for the day? Especially in grad school, because that was overwhelming. And I'm like, overwhelm's a choice. I can choose to be organized. I can choose to be on time. I can, you know, these are your choices. The next thing I did is I said, okay, I'm not going to just roll out of bed and then feel rushed. I am going to get up on time. And that might sound silly for some people. However, by me not getting up on time, it made me not feel confident. It made me feel behind. And then I would beat up myself the rest of the day of like, why didn't you get up on time? See, that's why you're behind, and all that negative chat. So let's set myself up for success and get up on time. And with getting up on time, it also meant, ooh, I get to enjoy my coffee. Simple. Enjoy my coffee. I like my coffee. I like sitting in the silence. I like looking outside. And then the next thing I said, well, while I sit here with my coffee, I want to connect with God and I want to start my day with His word and let that to like carry me throughout the day. And I usually from there find maybe it's a word or a phrase, it's an affirmation to keep me going. So like if the day's challenging, I can go back to that and it, like to recenter me. Those are just a few of the things, but it really, I think the majority of them I started in January. And yeah, I definitely, that like anxious, frenzy feeling that I had before, it's really gone away. And it's really because I'm making a choice of how I want to feel and how I want my day to look. And I put things into play of what am I going to do to support that? And so that's what's been working for me.
I think that's so beautiful. And it's so beautiful how at this point in your life, you're figuring it out. And I mean, if this is you just starting out, I cannot wait to have this conversation, let's say in a year, and see what else you've added on or taken away. And it shows. Because what you do in the beginning of the day, like I said before, absolutely affects the middle of the day, the end of the day, the work you put out, how you show up in the world, whether you're still in school, whether you're out working, whether, you know, with your kids, it affects everything.
Yeah. And I also want to say too, for our listeners, we can sometimes, as you said, like make things more complicated than they need to be. And we can also put pressure on ourselves. And it's the shoulda, woulda, couldas. My morning should look like this. I could have done that. And owning your morning isn't about shaming yourself. It's taking an assessment of who you are, what you want, and what you're willing to do to be authentically you and to have a very authentic, joyous day. If you're not a morning person and waking up early isn't your thing, you know, saying, oh, well, I should wake up early, so I'm going to change my routine because I should wake up early or not. I mean, that's a choice. I know for me, even now, I would like to wake up even earlier. Not that I should, but just I would like to, because I want more space in my morning from getting up and just being in the morning to then transitioning into work. I want a bigger gap there. I work from home, so there isn't that commute where you get to kind of like get into your day and you're driving and you're listening to a podcast or music or, you know, so it's going from like waking up to work, that doesn't work for me. And so I would like to wake up earlier. Not I should, but I would like to. And so that's something I want to emphasize. If you're looking to change your routine, it's an opportunity to get curious, get inspired, and get clear on what it is you're going after. Was there like a particular feeling or a theme that you wanted as you created your owning your morning?
Yeah, for sure. Like I said in the beginning, I grew up with just a lot of chaos, stress, anxiety, go, go, go. That's the life of a New Yorker. And it worked until it didn't. And then I asked myself, what do I want? What life do I want to create? How do I want to feel? And the answers that came back to me were, I want peace. I want to feel calm. I want quiet. And to me, those are my values as a woman, as a partner, as one day I will be a mom. I will continue to bring that into my life. And yes, I am still very proudly Latina. And of course, I still have chaos in my life, but not in my morning routine.
No, I love that. Question that just popped in my head. So for instance, you know, with the, like you traveled and you were stateside for the Align conference. And I'm sure there's other times maybe where you're traveling. And so it's a different environment. How do you keep with your morning routine? I know for me, I travel for work. And when I'm in a hotel, the morning routine is a little bit different. So what do you do when the environment's different? What shifts in your routine, but how do you keep it? How do you keep ownership of that?
Mm-hmm. So I think I travel a lot. And at the very beginning, I was very hard on myself. Like, oh, I didn't get this done. Ugh. And then eventually I was like, why am I being so hard on myself? It's not fair to me. This isn't self-care, you know? So eventually I decided, Hey, let's be flexible. Okay, God is not going to be mad if I missed one day. You know, it's not the end of the world. And then I said, okay, let's pick out of, let's say, if I have a list of 10, let's pick two that are very important to you, the listener, you know, to me. What are those two? And for me, it simply is my devotional book and my prayer journal. And I do take those every time I travel. And if that means waking up just 15 minutes earlier, you know, before the whole craziness, whether you're on vacation, whether it's a work trip, I sit down and I fill out my journal and that centers me. And that's okay. I don't have to have my diffuser. I don't have to have my essential oils. This is what I choose and I'm okay with it. So it's, I think, about being flexible and giving yourself grace.
I love that. Yes. I found it a challenge. Like I said, because I recently was traveling, so I'm in a hotel and they were very, very early mornings. However, I made it work. I knew, I'm like, okay, an extra 5 to 15 minutes, I can do that. And it doesn't have to mean I'm like sitting in silence. So I use the Bible app and it gives you a verse of the day and then someone like breaks it down. It's like, I think like a minute or so, and then you read through the devotional, and that's especially great for me if I'm on the go, because I can do that as I get ready. And one thing that I added in to my practice while I was traveling is on the way to work, I was listening to worship music. Like talk about setting yourself up for the day. Like, let's just glorify him and be in that space of like all things are possible through him. You know, the intention of being at peace and to seek peace, even in, you know, challenging times at work or when things aren't working out the way I had planned them to, being able to embrace positivity, you know? So those are a few things that I've done on, like I said, on the work trip when my environment is a little bit different. And it is about being flexible and taking note of what are the more important things to me. Because like the cup of coffee, I'm not going to get, because look, I really, really like coffee and I like a good cup of coffee. And so I'm very like particular. So I know I'm not going to like have my cup of coffee in the hotel room and be able to sit there and like enjoy my morning in that way. However, I do get to still connect with God. And that's probably the more important thing than my cup of coffee. And So yeah, things can look different. However, there's opportunity of how we choose to look at it. Is it, oh man, and everything, I have to throw everything out the door? Or is it, okay, what do I want to keep in this moment? How do I want to continue this?
Yeah, our brains are always so quick to find the negative, to think negatively, and then we believe our brains and like, oh yeah, this sucks. No, look at it at the positive. What's exciting? Oh my God, I get to travel. Great. What can I bring with me? What can I do? What can I not do? Okay, fine. We'll make it work. Imagine looking at life that way constantly. It's like a muscle. You always have to remind yourself, okay, where's the good? What was good today? What, you know? So I think just always reminding ourselves to not be so hard on ourselves.
So true. So as we wrap up this episode, I like to ask my guests, what are three things or three lessons learned that you would like to tell your younger self, or just three lessons learned to share with our audience?
Three lessons. Okay. I think the first one would have to be, it's okay to ask for help.
That's a great one.
I know for some of us, it can be very hard because we want to do it all. And sure, you can absolutely do it all, but it's just going to be so much easier when your family supports you, your friends support you, your mentors support you. It's just so much easier. So asking for help, accepting help. Lesson number two, I would have to say, face your fears.
Ooh.
Because on the other side of fear is the greatest life for you. It's the life you want. So if something feels scary, if you feel anxious, that's fine. Do it anyways. And once you're on the other side, you are going to be so grateful that you did that. And then lesson number three, be excited to figure out who you are. It's a process, it's a journey, and there's no end to it. So be excited about figuring out who you are, what you like, and the life you want to create, because it is always and only up to you.
Wow. Those are great tips that you have. I feel like with each of them, we can probably create another, like three separate episodes from those, and to dive into them some more. This has been fantastic. And thank you so much for being here and sharing and talking with me, so that collectively we can share the power of owning your morning. I do want to give you an opportunity to share with the listeners, if there's someone out there who wants to work with you, how would they connect with you?
Yeah, Instagram is the best way. It's at your.assistant.mirandac. You can send me any questions and I got you.
Fantastic. Well, just to wrap up this episode, owning your morning, it doesn't have to be any bigger than how you want it to be. It could be as simple as enjoying your cup of coffee in the morning, or sitting down and having reading devotional and journaling. Or it could be like mine and Miranda's mornings, various things that we incorporate to really get ourselves off to a good start. And the biggest thing is to take notice of how you want to feel, and then think through what you want to do to support that, so that you can embrace it and build upon that throughout your day. And owning your morning means you get to own your day, and it just gets you off to a great start, so that you can not just pour into yourself, but pour into others, which giving to others is really what it's all about at the end of the day. And so thank you once again, Miranda, for being here. Truly enjoyed chatting with you.
Thank you. And 100% to everything you just said. I feel like I'm in church and I just want to go, yes, girl, preach, literally.
Love it. Well, I'll have all of Miranda's information and further details on how to connect with her in the show notes. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Make it a great day, make good choices, and have a fantastic week. I'll talk to you next time. Thanks for joining me on another episode of Life After College. Be sure to stay up to date on all the latest episodes by subscribing. Want to connect? Reach out on Instagram and TikTok at NextLevelBree. And if you're ready to level up and want support on your journey to success, visit the contact page at coachbrianna.com. Thanks again for listening. Be sure to share and subscribe. And remember, you're in the driver's seat on your road to success.